back to Joshua King 7. It's your host, Josh. In today's podcast, we'll be learning about does space end. I've had this question for my whole life. I got some scientists to figure it out for me. Yes or no, space ends. What do you think? Stick around for some cool fun facts at the end. There is no proof that space ends, but I will tell you if it does or doesn't, and you can choose to believe it. Experts do not believe space will end. After you pass the planets, it will just be a void going on forever. The universe is 13.8 billion years old. The Earth has 5 stages of space, and the rest are unknown. 20 kilometers, about twice the height of Mount Everest, from Earth is troposphere. 50 kilometers is stratosphere. 85 kilometers, about half the distance from Washington, D.C. to New York City, is mesosphere. Thermosphere is 690 kilometers, about the half the distance from Florida to New York City. 10,000 kilometers is the exosphere. The edges of the galaxy fade into an intergalactic void. Voids are believed to be made by Byron acoustic exhalations in the Big Bang. The Big Bang is when the universe was born suddenly. The universe is ever expanding, so we never see anything ahead of us. If we look behind us, we would see stars and galaxies approaching us. Seeing stars and galaxies approaching us would be cool. Do you agree with me or do you think differently? People also think that space does end, so this is what they think. If space is finite, then it has been bent around upon itself because of gravity. Then that means there is nothing on the other side of it because there is no seam. That's just a theory. Most people believe space doesn't end. I believe space doesn't end. Russian cosmonaut Valery Polyakov has a record for 438 consecutive days in space. That is a year and 73 days, about 2.5 months. This happened in 1994-1995. He set another record for the wobbliest legs when he touched down. Hot things move fast and cold things move slowly. If atoms completely stop, it's zero. Space is just above zero. It is 2.7 Kelvin, minus 455 degrees Fahrenheit. Tony Antolini says space smells strong and unique. Others have described space smelling seared steak, raspberries, rum, smoky bitter. How it can smell all of that in space. 1 light year is approximately 9.5 times 10 exponent 15. Traveling for 1 year would be 20,000 years. Wow, scientists can see 10 to 15 billion light years away. Good thing they're not traveling that. For my one and only guest, Ryan, do you think space ends? Can you tell me why?
Well, Josh, I don't think that space ends, and I think this because of a theory called the Big Crunch. The Big Crunch is a theory where space keeps growing bigger and bigger until one day where it just stops growing. And when it does stop, it will start to contract and get smaller and smaller. It would happen in stages, but eventually it will destroy the entire universe. Now, when do we believe it will happen? Well, it might never happen, but if it ever does, it will probably be in 2.8 to 20 billion years from now. That might seem like a long time and humans will probably be extinct by then. But what do you think would happen if humans were still living?
Thanks, Ryan, for coming today and thanks for answering my question. That is all for today's podcast. Stay tuned for the next episode. Like and subscribe to my channel, Joshua King 7, if you haven't done that already.